Rude, it's a Loz exclusive podcast. Thought being a Friday, Rude, we might talk to you about the footy over the weekend. Let's go with the Crows first, shall we?
Ooh, they're heading up to Darwin. Yeah. Not an easy place to win, especially when Gold Coast have been up there acclimatising all week and they knocked off the Western Bulldogs last weekend. Yeah. They knocked off the Crows the weekend before that. So if you do form on that, the Crows are no hope.
Now, Loz, can I, if you don't mind, I want to throw a bit of squash into this discussion about the Crows playing in Darwin. I'll tell you why. Back when I was a whippersnapper, I actually do believe in this. I'd if I had to play in Darwin or Cairns or something like that, or Singapore, one of those places, I'd spend about 2 weeks there, believe it or not, because
for a big tournament,
it is so tough.
Yeah,
you come from here, and especially in winter, and you go forward. And Rue, that's the argument I'm putting to you about the Crows.
I know.
Gold Coast. First of all, they live on the Gold Coast, so it's sort of humid.
Yeah.
When you go to Darwin, they've been up there all week. They've stayed there for a whole week.
And
if they've run every day and trained every day,
acclimatized,
they are so far ahead of the Crows, and I mean that.
That's true. Yeah. No, I think, and I said the other day, if the Crows beat Gold Coast this weekend, it might be a bigger win than beating Brisbane the week before.
Mm. Yep. What sort of preparation have they done to get ready?
Well, let's have a listen to Darcy Fogarty.
We're just training as normal. I think we had a bit of soap on the balls during a touch session, but it's all a bit of fun just to sort of get a bit of a feel for it.
Yeah. Mm.
Gee, Loz, that's going
slippery
above
balls is what they...
Sounds like the kind of footy I maybe could play.
You play that in the Saturday night, all right?
You could soap them up.
I'll soap up some balls.
I'll soap the balls.
Get a feel.
But
in
the
a
ball
touch
is slippery.
Session.
There's a lot of sweat. There's humid conditions. It is harder dits, but you know what? When you play footy, you just got to get up there and get the job done.
Would a sauna sessions prepare?
Definitely. Something that people have done over the years, for sure, Loz.
Training in heat.
Yep.
But at the end of the day, there's nothing like being there like they've been doing. So Gold Coast are going to have an advantage. They've won four out of the last six. One of the games they'd lost was to Melbourne by 5 points. They are playing really well. Stewie Jew's got them on board. Matty Rao, the grass eater, is in Brownlow medal form in the midfield with Anderson. Ballard's been enormous down back. King's back up forward. Lukosius, who you said's coming back to the Crows in a couple of years, kicked 5 last week. He's having a breakout season. Witz is a very good ruckman. So they've won their last 3 in Darwin Gold Coast. The Crowies, well, they're actually a stronger side. They've got Brody Smith coming back. They've got Mitch Hinge coming back. They are chock-a-block and coming off a great win last week as well against Brisbane. So they'll go up there confident. They've made a thing about winning on the road. They're 1-3 on the road this year. I think they're 5-2 at home.
Yep.
They want to win on the road. They're challenging themselves this week. They're going up there with a real strong mindset to get the 4 points.
Made some tough calls at selection, which you've got to squeeze them in, but you did make some real tough calls.
Josh Worrell is going to be a very good footballer, and he played well last week. He's out. Paddy Parnell hasn't done a thing wrong. He's out as well. So is Ned McHenry. He'll probably end up being the sub. So big, big win for Adelaide. If Adelaide can go up there and beat the Gold Coast Suns
for the F word.
They might play finals.
No.
Now, Loz.
Mike, scaring me.
Before we move on to the Port Adelaide game, you got a footy question for Rue? Anything you want to know about the Crows? Because you love your Crows.
I do. And, you know, I watch the game and every week and sometimes I watch it. Sometimes I have to flick between KO and another website because I'm getting so stressed.
Mm.
Put it on mute. Check back in every 30 seconds, you know, because it's too much sometimes. But one of my big concerns when I'm watching the game is how do they keep their ghoulies in their shorts and what do you wear?
Jesus
because
Christ.
Women have to wear sort of bras that really, really reinforce the chest area if you're going to be playing sport like that. But the twig and berries,
did have an issue with
I won Tool of the Week because my jocks got stretched in a tackle one day and the elastic broke, so there was nothing holding the old fella.
Yeah.
And he decided to come out and have a look at Subiaco for about 5 seconds.
Periscope.
He came out for a little bit of a look. It was like the that manhole thing coming out of the submarine, whatever.
Yeah.
What'd
you say? Periscope.
Periscope. Yeah. All right, well, that's what happened. And I won Tool of the Week. But anyway,
Captain Obvious back?
Is he?
Captain Obvious is coming back for a run. Here he comes. But what they do these days, because they're all on a lot more money than we were back in the good old days, they wear bathers, you know, like dick bathers.
Oh.
That have got that tied up and tied. Budgie smugglers. So very hard for them to
the Tony
come
Abbott's
out.
For the Agates.
That's right. So that's what they do. Any other hard hitting questions?
No, I was just thinking about their old fellas.
They worry about the colour of their
undies? No, that's a good question.
Just on this.
Because of white shorts.
I like to read the Messenger in the local areas and things like that. There was a girl up in the Paracombe region got banned from playing netball 1 week for wearing the wrong knickers.
Yeah, it was me.
It was you, was it?
It was actually, we were Paracombe T-Birds was the name
T-Birds.
Of our team.
Right.
Seriously a good team. We won 4 grand finals in a row. But I did have to sit on the bench one time at the Tarramurra Rec Centre because...
What did T stand for, by the way?
It was the Thunderbirds, but we shortened it to the T-Birds because that was the girls from the movie Grease.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Okay.
I was wearing my Mickey Mouse underpants.
Mickey Mouse.
And in a very...
Banned for wearing Mickey Mouse undies.
Pervy early 2000s sort of energy.
Yeah.
The male umpire... who was an old man,
right.
used to make us all bend over and show our undies to him before the game. Seriously, if you're listening out there, Michaela Smith, Jay Hosking, Iona McLean, we all had to bend over, I swear to God, and go, check your undies, girls. We do our fingernails, and then we just lift our skirts. And all of our parents were just sitting there on the bench with their legs crossed.
Why didn't you get a pair of jocks made called F Off Your Pervs?
How old were you?
We were... From the age of like 8 to 15.
Oh, get out. Some old bloke checking your undies.
Yep, you got your sports knickers on.
And everyone thought that was normal.
Normal.
What did Red Wine Brian think of this?
He never came to a single game.
Oh, come on, Brian.
No, he really wanted
a son, didn't he?
He would show up and he usually came a bit later because he was working, but him and a couple of men actually got asked to leave a few times because they got too angry on the sidelines.
Oh,
so.
Red Wine Brian.
Red Wine Brian. Anyway, so is there an old fellow who checks all of the
we send
AFL?
A lady in.
Remember who, that's right. We used to, you had to check your studs.
Back in the old days.
Your boot studs.
Oh, okay.
They weren't allowed to be dangerous.
Yeah, and what, is that too pointy?
Yeah, or some kids had steel boots. You weren't allowed to wear them anymore. They got banned. And yeah, they used to check your studs.
Okay.
Let's get into the Hawthorn game before everyone falls to sleep. Port, are they going to win, Dits?
Eight in a row? They're playing Hawthorn.
Look, is it 8 in a row or 9
always,
in a row?
It'll be 9 in a row.
It'll be 9 in a row.
Always say there's a danger game lurking somewhere. Hawthorn have pushed a lot of teams.
They have.
But they've got their star out.
Well, they beat St Kilda last week. The week before that, they flogged West Coast Eagles. And then before that, for 3 weeks, they were terrible. They are hot and cold. Last week, their captain, Sicily, had 43 disposals, 16 marks, just patrolling the back line. He's not there. He got rubbed out for an elbow in the head. So the captain out, that'll make a big difference for them. But
now, the big, big story, of course, is Tom Jonas. The captain basically dropped, not being picked to play for Port Adelaide. It's a huge statement by Ken Hinckley.
Well, it is, but his form has been a bit up and down, and Tom would be the first to admit that. He hasn't been shooting the lights out, and he's had a couple of suspensions, so he's been in and out, and used that for absolutely dirty loss. And so he'll go back there, NFL.
He's our FIFO captain, isn't he?
Yeah. He has been described as that. But you know what? He'll go back and get the job done in the SANFL side on Sunday at Alberton.
Todd Marshall back into the side.
Yeah, from a couple of weeks off with concussion. Yeah. So it'll be interesting to see how he goes first up. I'll be interested to see how Trent McKenzie goes on Mitch Lewis. He can be a handful, Mitch Lewis. Mm-hmm. So Tommy Jonas might be hoping he doesn't go real well. But I'm sure that you'll know 15 minutes into the game if it's going to be a battle to the end or Port are going to win by north of 60 points.
Yeah. Yep.
So a bit of a good, just a little mental test for Port Adelaide to have a win. They've won 6 games by less than 2 goals. This could be a blowout. So good luck to the Power. Continue on the way to the top of the ladder. Keep winning, Port. That's all you got to do. And the Crows, if they can win up there.
The F word.
No.
Yeah. Hopefully.
Please.
Children, I have some exciting news.
You are fake news.
Hello, Adelaide.
Triple M Breakfast with Roo, Dits and Loz.
Overnight news.
We've talked a lot about the events we've had here over the last couple of months and how good it's been. Well, figures are out. Our government's released the fact that in April, we spent $2.28 billion. That's what was injected into our economy. Now, they're talking hotel rooms, restaurants, cafes, but mainly retail as well. Retail
and that's
was
what, fair
way
bit up on what it usually is, it?
Yeah, a long way up, I think. Yeah, so what they're saying is it's all working as far as our economy is concerned.
Yeah, well, you can see it by the amount of activity around. And
aren't we trying to stop that because of inflation?
Yeah. Well, you do raise a good point.
Yeah. So we're getting all these people over here.
It's measured in Australia, it's not measured just in Adelaide, but
But we contribute, don't we?
Yeah.
It's just...
It's confusing,
it's
isn't it?
It's so confusing. Go and go out. Yeah. Go and do all the festivals, but stay home because don't we don't want the inflation to go up so interest rates are higher. But get out there because the NRL's coming. If we don't go, they'll never come back.
That's right.
Yeah. But stay home because, you know... Home. But Fringe is on again and stay home.
But interest rates will rise.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus. Anyway. Well, speaking of which, if more companies did what BHP are doing, we might not have an inflation problem.
Because underpay your workers?
BHP have underpaid 28,500 employees, and they're very embarrassed about it. And they said this is not up to BHP's extremely high standards of behaviour and work. So, yeah, back to 2010. So they are going to have to find $430 million in cash, which they plan to and accept it and apologise.
Was it just
it was
overtime or?
Something took, it was to do with annual leave entitlements that they got wrong.
Right.
And they're fessing up and, yeah, $430 million cash.
Mm. Yeah. All right, now, speaking of great events that come to our city, we've got another one.
What?
It's been announced that we've won the rights to the World Volleyball Championships. All right,
wow.
They're coming to Adelaide, and I reckon 11,000 competitors and families.
Gee.
All sorts.
11,000 competitors?
Well, and family members. That's how many people will come to Adelaide for this event.
Yeah. Say 11,000 people.
There's only two on each side of the court.
Bikinis and short shorts.
This tournament must go for 3 years to knock everyone out.
Some good sets of legs around Adelaide.
The funny thing about, I think there is a touch of irony about this.
What is it?
Is irony the right word? It's not going to be played at the beach. It's going to be at Memorial Drive.
Ironic. Yeah, what, on the pavers?
They're bringing in sand.
I'll get stuff.
I just need to tell Mally, if you're listening, we've got Glenelg Beach and, you know, many, many great beaches down there, but we're doing it at Memorial Drive.
What's that city at the beach? Beach in the city?
Yeah,
the one
that was
on Pulteney?
Piri or Pulteney?
No, that's gone.
Oh, it's gone.
I drove past it yesterday. Tipping in concrete in there. That's turning into a high rise.
I'll never forget my friends playing volleyball there and one of them stepping in a cat poo.
Oh, nice.
Just a city cat.
So, yeah, anyway, another big event coming to town.
Oh, good. Good. You'd be calling that.
And what's this?
No.
What's this about good old Queen?
Now, how's this for a story? You know, one of these great sliding moments in history.
Mm.
So Freddie Mercury's old notes are going up for auctions. They've found them in his old house. He kept all this paraphernalia. Yeah,
they're selling everything at Queen's at the moment. Mm, didn't
the original notes of him writing.
Brian's been on Sports Bet.
Bohemian Rhapsody. Right? One of the greatest songs. Some people say the greatest song of all time.
Yeah.
He called it Mongolian Rhapsody. Now, just imagine, all these years it could have been called Mongolian Rhapsody.
Wonder why he changed it.
Don't know, but
if he did, we wouldn't have known any different.
No. Still would have been the great song it is.
But you know that song, the title never appears in it, so it doesn't make a difference to any of the lyrics.
No, could have called it anything.
Do you know, I've made a little list of songs that the title never appears in
did
the lyrics.
Did you know Ditz was going to talk about this?
I just had a psychic feeling.
Incredible.
That's funny because I acted surprised when he was telling me, didn't I? The acting is outstanding. Give me an Oscar.
Spontaneity.
Come on, Loz.
Okay, we've got David Bowie's Space Oddity.
Yeah, that's right.
Bubba O'Reilly by The Who. Smells Like Teen Spirit.
Yeah.
And 28% of Led Zeppelin's music.
Yeah.
Song isn't, the title's not in the song.
Well, you're actually, you're
right. There's a massive amount. Well, this is what the website says. But we got the Lemon Song, we've got the Immigrant Song, Four Sticks, Out on the Tiles, the Rain Song, the Rover, the Royal Orleans.
Do You Make Her?
Yeah. It's not in there. They're not in the title. So they're purposely trying to.
What was the Blur song?
Song 2.
Song 2. They don't say Song 2 in the chorus, do they?
They don't. It's a very good point. I wonder why they do
it. So there you go. Mongolian Rhapsody.
Well done.
Doesn't roll off the tongue.
Sounds different.
Top 5 things we've learnt on Rude, Ditz and Loz this week. Number 5. We learnt there are some weird celebrity crushes out there.
A bit of an unconventional one.
I'll give you one. So Sarah Ricciuto and I have something in common. We both find Jimmy Barnes hot. Good morning, Trish. Who's your weird celeb crush?
Oh, it has to be Scott Morrison.
Oh, everyone knows the chorus. Take me to
Trish. No way.
Pull his pants down
quick.
Trish, what is wrong with you?
I don't know, but it was just something about him. You know what? I reckon he'd smell really good as well.
I know what Borat would think. Very nice. Very nice.
Cole at Lockley's.
I can't go past Jackie Lambie.
Jackie!
Just that raspy voice reminds me of Shazad Smiles.
Stick it up their bum! Number 4.
Speaking of raspy voices, State of Origin was in town this week And we learnt some of those rugby blokes are raspier than Rasciutto.
Yeah, thanks, Joey. And Benny Hunt flew out of the blocks, mate. But you've had to rely on your scrambling defence the back end of that half.
Yeah, mate, we got a really good start. A few penalties at the start there. Got us in some good field position, got some tries. But it's a credit to our boys defensively there.
That's amazing.
Throat of Origin alive and well.
Yeah. Those boys are raspy, but not as raspy as some of the Triple M listeners.
Trying to find out who has the croakiest throat in South Australia.
Like Mick from the Rush Hour last week.
I love his. Now, Mick, cleaned the house up and I put my cricket bag in the wrong spot. Yeah. And I went to go for a wee and two in the morning and I tripped over the cricket bag.
Pete from Para Hills was pretty raspy.
Let's go to Para Hills. G'day, Pete.
Oh, there you go. Really my voice.
Pete was pretty good, but I think this was our winner.
Robin in Murray Bridge.
How you going, mate?
We learned some great new sayings this week, like this one from Gleeso.
The great William H. Bonney said, there's many a slip twixt the cup and the lip.
But there's many a slip twixt the cup and the lip.
If you thought quoting Young Guns was fancy, Ditz quoted Shakespeare.
Hey, Loz, the milk of human kindness. Something really, really nice happened to you yesterday.
The milk of human kindness.
And of course, Loz had to outdo everyone with her fancy quote.
You throw enough poo at the wall, something's going to stick, you know, and a lot of it slides to the ground.
Wow.
Loz was on a roll this week with two quotes about number twos.
We all pull out of the same hole, they say.
Yep.
Oh, Loz. It's a common saying. It is. Anyway.
In Paracombe, apparently.
Number two. The breakfast team were all on a bus after a long lunch when they learnt what their safety is worth.
We were on the bus, we were in party mode and convinced him to let Loz put a playlist on, but he wouldn't turn it up a little bit. Yeah. So I thought, I'll see if I can give him a bit of cash to see if he can change his mind. And I went up there and he goes, sit down, put your seatbelt on, safety first on this bus, I'll drop you off the side of the road. Anyway, I flipped $50 between his legs and then before you knew it.
Nick Minnett.
After the lecture about safety, our safety was worth $50.
Number one. This week we learnt about the simple pleasures. Simple thing.
I love to see an old couple walking down the road holding hands.
Samples at the supermarket. Would you like to try our new Yoplait? Blah, blah, blah? Yes, I would, Cindy. Oh. I really would.
So you do a few laps.
Yep.
I've got another one.
You got one, Ditz?
Snag on bread at Bunnings.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go, Ditz. There you go.
What a wholesome segment. Oh, hang on. Karen's texted in.
And beautiful Karen. This will bring a tear to your eye, guys. It's just pure bliss. When you'd snap off a clean number two. Karen, from Clearview. Come on. Buddy. Oh. Hell, Karen.
Oh, well, you know what they say.
We all pull out of the same hole, don't we?
Top five things we've learned on Blue Dits and Loz this week.
Well done, Sammy.
Good on you, Sammy.
Well done, everybody.
Good. All right, just something I've read international news this morning, as I like to catch up on. In the US, quite seriously, today is National Gun Violence Awareness Day.
Ugh.
And it just raises the question, what does that actually mean?
Every day is that day for them.
I would have thought every single day is
get them loaded.
So National Gun Violence Awareness Day. Just as a matter of priorities, I then flicked over to the UK. It's National Fish and Chip Day.
Yeah.
Yes.
This is true. You think I'm making this up.
So How often do they eat fish and chips over there, Ditz?
A lot.
Every hour. Really?
Every day is National Chip Fish and Chip Day.
Yeah.
Well, does Australia have a day today? Is there...
Well, funnily enough, and again, priorities, it's National Donut Day.
What is going on? Who decides these days?
So there you go.
We'll give America gun violence and Australia, you can have donuts.
That's where we stack up in the world today, National Donut Day.
You can use our donuts for target practice, America.
It was a kitchen bun until they shot it. Now it's a donut.
Triple M Breakfast with Roo Ditts and Loz.
What a goal!
Overnight Sports.
A big statement at Port Adelaide, Roo. The captain, Tom Jonas, has been left out, basically dropped for their big clash this weekend against Hawthorn.
Yeah, he has been in and out of the side with a couple of suspensions, but look, he hadn't played SNFL since 2016. Look, he's at the end of his career, so it's a brave call by Ken Hinckley, but you got to pick your best side, and clearly he's done that this week, but Tommy just needs to go back and play well and put the pressure on the guys in the side.
Let's hear from Ken Hinckley.
As a good leader of our football club, he understands that
know, the players who come in and played last week played really well. Lockie Jones was really strong. That makes it a bit tight for positions in the team, and, you know, it'll be good for Tom to get out there and, you know, run around and have a kick with the Magpies.
Look, I love Tom Jonas, and I think he's been an unbelievable leader, but well done to Ken Hinckley too, making a tough call.
Yeah, who's going to be their captain? Who's the best captains down there without Tommy Jonas?
Well, Darcy Byrne-Jones is vice-captain, so yep. he leads tomorrow. I yep. suppose you've got Ollie Wines in the mix as yep. a leader.
Okay.
I think
an opportunity.
Believe it or not, Connor Rosie is emerging. I mean, you still think of him as a newish sort of player, but he's establishing himself.
Or 23. Yeah,
and a very smart lad, but I think you'll find he's about to step up. And
yeah, well, he comes across well in the media for sure.
Yeah. Anyway, Todd Marshall back in. No Charlie Dixon still, and Travis Boak didn't come up. So that's what's happening at Port Adelaide now. Over at the Crows, a big trip heading up to Darwin, Roo.
It is a big trip.
And Pete, you've made some tough calls.
Yeah, Gold Coast going really well. They've won their last three up there. They won four out of their last six and lost to Melbourne by 5 points. So they're in very good form at the moment. They'll be hard to beat.
Now, what about the defenders you've had to leave out?
Yeah, well, Josh Worrell come in last week because of Brody Smith and Mitch Hinge being out, but they're back. So Josh Worrell goes out and Paddy Parnell goes out. And Ned McHenry will probably be sub, I would have thought.
Yep, so again, and it's one of those things that selection, is, if it's that tough, you're going well.
Yeah, it's a good sign.
Yeah, now here's Darcy Fogarty on Channel 9 talking about preparations.
We're just training as normal. I think we had a bit of soap on the balls during a touch session, but it's all a bit of fun just to sort of sort of get a bit of a feel for it.
Hang on, all of a sudden Loz is interested in sport. What's going on?
Soaping up his nuts.
Soap on the balls in the touch session. Oh, Darcy.
What's going on there?
He could feature in your favourite segment.
Oh, that's accidentally dirty.
I think it is.
We're very clean cut, the Crows. Don't worry about that.
Well, it sounds like they've been washing. No, yeah.
Right,
no bacteria down there.
The round gets underway.
The hygiene freak bits will be down. Yeah. He'll be giving it the tick of approval.
Clean balls.
No COVID at the Crows, mate. Right. Don't worry about that. Right. Not like you, dirty poor bastard.
All right. Melbourne v Carlton tonight. You'll hear it all from 5:30 on Triple M and the Listener app as well. Now, this is great news. This is a move on.
Fog's opening his nuts out.
You're talking about the footballs because it'll be very dewy and slippery up there in Darwin.
Is he?
So they've practiced with soapy balls.
It's dewy and slippery up there, isn't it?
I heard someone just say the lid's off and the pants are down there. Yeah.
There you go.
I don't know about finals, but the pants are down.
All right, now, this is big news. Adelaide United's Craig Goodwin, we know he's a superstar. He's had a great season. He's won the Johnny Warren medal, which is the Brownlow of soccer. Oh.
It has been a very challenging year, but other than that, it's been, you know, an amazing year for myself, and I owe it all to my teammates at Adelaide and the coaching staff. You know, it's easy for players to sit here and say the playing group is like a band of brothers, but it really is for me, and I cherish every moment I get to share with them on the pitch.
I don't follow soccer closely, Dits, but he has played such good footy. It sounds like he's played so good every week and then starred for Australia.
Went to the World Cup, yeah.
Is this one of the best years by a soccer player in Adelaide that you can ever remember?
Yeah, for sure. No, he's been dominant, and he's a real, real good player.
Sounds like
such a
champion
good story.
Person.
And also, Carl Viet named Coach of the Year. So for Adelaide United, this is big.
Crazy.
Yeah, well done. What about our boy Tanasi Kokkinakis? We said yesterday he's through to the third round at Roland Garros.
Back in the third round on clay. Who would have thought for an Australian? But my game suits are here. I love it.
Good on you, Cocky.
Yeah,
good
Alex Devenor got beaten overnight, unfortunately. But yeah, what under Cocky? That's our look at sport.
Oh, we love our nanas, don't we?
You
just love going around to nanas because you always get spoilt, whether it's bloody cakes or chocolates or something. They'll
cuddles.
Slip it in when the parents aren't watching and the kids just milk it.
Yeah.
Absolutely milk it. And Tommy Lee from Motley Crue, we're having a chat to him when we record it. And off air, we're having a bit of the chat. And I told him a story about the nana that gave me the double bird. Yeah, I actually got an old lady stuck up. The finger, two fingers at me and one on each hand not long ago. I thought, it's not bad from a 80-year-old old lady.
She whipped them both out?
Yeah, both of them. Double bird.
Damn.
I couldn't believe it. It was at the Feathers roundabout. I was just cruising up to the roundabout, probably going too fast, bloody on my phone or something wrong.
Yeah.
And she just gone whack.
Yep.
And I went, no worries,
take
Nan.
That.
So she had a bit of go about it. And she was down the Port Footy Club, and the old lady that you ran into down there? She was what, how old?
93, Claire McDonald. She came
still
up
going out to lunch.
Came and introduced herself. Yeah,
we had lunch, Claire,
on Tuesday, and she, I thought, God, what's she want? You know, came up. I was a bit nervous. She goes, I love your radio show, Roo and Loz, and she listens every morning. 93, and I said, my God, what are you doing listening to us? And she said, I love the naughty bits.
Oh,
well, we're just training as normal. I think we had a bit of soap on the balls during a touch session, but it's all a bit of fun just to sort of get a bit of a feel for it.
Claire would be giggling.
That's
away.
For Claire, right there. Claire. There you go, Claire. Das is getting ready for the weekend.
Yeah. I had a mate who, I won't name any names, but let's just say their nan was very, she drank a certain kind of vodka all the way to the end, chuff darts right up to the end. And when she went, they found out that back in the day they found a box of photos. I won't say any more.
Hang
than that.
On, give hang us a bit on. More. You can't tell us
back
that.
From back in the 50s and 60s, she was had a very good time.
What do you mean?
At some parties, and there was photos of it.
Well, she's gone now. You can name her.
No. The family lives on. But Nana wasn't who they thought Nana was.
Okay. Oh, naughty Nana.
Naughty Nana.
Oh, righto. We love our naughty Nanas. Let's go to Morfettvale. Matt, tell us about your Nana.
G'day, mate. Oh, yeah, my old nan, mate. She's about 96. She used to live with us. She'd walk in. She'd be still watching Jerry Springer, mate. Thought I'd have a few cheeky brandies. And she wanted to go to Phuket, but she wasn't pronouncing it Phuket, mate, you know?
Oh, I get it. I get it.
Good on you, Matt. No worries. Alessia, our soon-to-be number one producer, tell us about your nan.
She's great. Can say we've gotten on the Jaeger shots a couple times in the past.
What?
She loves a good drink.
You might knock her over by doing that.
Do you know what? She'll drink me under the table any day.
Good. Is this mum's mum or dad's mum?
Mum's mum.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Absolute legend. Yeah, she put anyone to shame, I think, with the Jaegers.
After a couple of Jaegers, she get a bit potty mouth.
Loves a bit of a dance. No, she's pretty good. She handles it like a champ. You wouldn't even know.
Wow.
Really? You would not even know.
I reckon that's when you dig into her past. Get a bit of gossip about her younger days.
Absolutely.
Might be a bit of gold there.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Jaegers with Nan.
Oh, man.
Jeez, what could go wrong?
I want to party with your nonna.
Yeah, definitely.
Good stuff.
All right.
Hang on.
Jared, are you?
And Jared? Well, Jared, a.k.a. Bob.
Bob.
Our producer,
well,
Jared.
He's
had the new haircut. He's had the Bob done.
He's like a Mexican drug dealer.
anyway, Bob.
It's not gone down too well. That's 2 days between a good cut and a bad cut.
That's a compliment,
Jared. Last Christmas, we went out to my partner's Christmas, and her nana was a little bit unwell at the time, but she got out on day release from the hospital. So she was sitting there, and she's a proud old Scots woman, and she was sitting there, still had the IV drip catheter in the vein.
What?
Yep, knocking back a scotch on the rocks and like a pack of darts.
Too good.
And then straight back to hospital.
Oh my God.
As she should. Go she out swinging.
She went back in and said, I'm feeling crook.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Good work.
Hello on this Friday morning. Thanks to the Hospital Research Foundation Home Lottery, we're giving away $200,000 this morning.
When are we doing that? Just after 8,
yep, we are. And also a 2023 Land Rover Defender.
Incredible
stuff.
Beautiful.
Yeah, I know. Hey, what do you got coming up over the weekend?
Just normal stuff, doing the footy tomorrow down at Adelaide Oval and the Crows game tomorrow night. Yes. We're doing that as well. So I've got a busy day tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Just the normal kids stuff this afternoon. So,
give us a rundown of what you've got on.
This afternoon, well, we've got to get the kids from Burnside at 3:15 first up, get them home. Then I'm coaching Sophie, who's the oldest, for St. Peter's Girls down at Emmanuel College. So that's down in the western suburbs. It starts at 4:15, finish about 4:15. And then I'm coaching Tom at Victoria Park, Friday night football tonight.
Under
the under sevens at Victoria Park. It starts at 6, so we have to get there at 5:30. So, also got to pick up Nick and Joe from PAC. From PAC, get them home. Mm. Rocco's got training at 6 at Glenunga.
Right.
All right. Mm. So that'll work. Joe actually plays football tonight at Unley for Sturt. So that's at Unley. And
what
Nick's
time,
got water.
What time's his game?
He's at 7.
7. Yeah.
Nick's got water polo at 5 at the aquatic centre. Mm.
How's he getting
So we've
there?
Got the aquatic centre, Unley, Glenunga, Vic Park, Emmanuel, and within about 2 hours. So we should be able to get that done.
Drinking your sleep tonight.
I don't think that's physically possible.
That is not physically possible.
Who's doing How?
I think good old Mick, Sarah's dad, at ripe old age of 80, turned on Wednesday, will be doing a bit of shuffling bit around of for us service. Tonight. So it should be a good night. Friday night in our house should be a bit of fun.
I did hear a funny story the other day. Someone I know was at a netball game, and there were these two little kids that just continually kept kicking their footy onto the netball court.
Oh, yeah.
Who were they?
It was two little shooter kids.
was it?
Down at Mile End.
Tom and Rocco, apparently. Yeah. Get off the bloody court.
Jesus.
Yeah, the Rosciutto brothers.
The little joke.
And apparently didn't stop them. Just
No, never stopped.
Got to entertain them. Hey, coming up next, Loz, you got a little bit of info for males and females out there.
For the blokes out there listening that, you know, they want to get a little bit more favour with the miso.
Mm-hmm.
I've got a bit of info
for you. We're always
in
that
bit of help.
So I was talking about icks, something that happens when you're in that really fragile early stages of seeing someone, and they could either do something that gets you across the line in a big way or they do something tiny and you go, ugh. Watching him try and get out of the deep end of the pool but can't do it.
That is funny.
Yeah.
Drinking his beer with two hands.
Mm-hmm. Drinking a beer with two hands. He's either got really small fingers or he just shouldn't be drinking.
I'll stop doing all of these.
He slurps his tea, that guy too. Yeah. He goes like that, yeah. Uh-huh. But the reverse ick is equally as powerful and intoxicating, and it's just the little things that blokes do. They have no idea that it's hot.
Mm.
And it gets you going.
Righto.
And I don't think they know enough of them so that they can do them on purpose.
Get your pen ready, Dits.
Don't worry.
We've got Alessia, our assistant producer. G'day, Alessia.
Hello.
And Emily, brand experience superstar, supervisor.
Manager.
Hello.
Director. Right.
Director.
Engineer. I don't know. So I'll go first. One of my things that I find really reverse ick, like hot, is when they do cleaning things without being asked and they just take care of business.
What, taking out the rubbish?
Oh, yep. Or a really hot one is when you walk in the room and they're doing the dishes, but they've got the tea towel over the shoulder.
Oh!
And they're just drying the dishes, listening to music, and you go, oh, so you just...
You've done the dishes, have you?
You just did the dishes, did you, without having to be asked?
Yeah, no, I just saw him there and just thought, you come over here now.
Oh, far out. See, I just thought I was doing the dishes.
Yeah. No, you're not doing the dishes.
I wasn't putting in the preparation.
Sending out signals, Roo.
There you go.
Right, Emily.
I agree. I think the one for me is changing the light globe.
Come on, Emily.
Like on the step ladder, like up with your hands up.
Yeah.
What about if they do it while it's still on? Does that even make it hotter?
Oh, I didn't even have to try that one.
Yeah. Rob, leave the light on, maybe.
Changing a light bulb.
It's you'll be up on the ladder today.
Yeah.
We're going to buy a ladder.
Yeah.
Might just be any ladder. Righto, Alessia.
Okay, mine is a bit more niche. So, you know when you're driving and you're reversing and when they put their, I've got one hand on the wheel and they're like doing that. Yeah. You can't see me, but I've got one hand on and I'm like winding it. And then they put their arm like around the back of the chair.
Oh, God.
Yeah. And you see their jaw and their neck.
It's a great angle.
It's a great angle for blokes. You know what it is also? A terrible angle for women.
Yeah.
It's good for blokes, but
why not good for women?
Because you're all squished and you're sitting weird and your neck's all crumpled. It's a bad look.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you can't drive.
No. That's an ick. That is an ick. Men saying women can't drive. Disgusting.
You can drive, Loz. You can drive.
Yeah, okay.
Now, thought about this yesterday. This is going off topic slightly. But let's say I saw a bloke next to me in a car and it was an absolute bomb.
Mm.
And I thought to myself, what if I turned up, you know, to pick you up on a, this is obviously very hypothetical, Loz. I turned up to pick you up on a date and my car just doesn't cut it. But and you didn't know that until I'd arrived because you'd met me out and you go, yeah, he's a good bloke. Yeah, I'll go out to dinner with him. But I turn up and I'm driving a heap. But I might actually have a great job and I might actually earn okay, but car just isn't important to me. Do I have to have a good car?
Not too good, because then if you're a car bloke who's obsessed with his car, ugh.
No, but what if it's a, what if it's a bomb? Like, and you look at me and I just go, yeah, well, I just don't care about cars. It's not a...
If it's dangerous on the highway, that's a bit of an ick. Mm. Like when you feel like you're not going to get from A to B, like we're going to the Riverland this weekend, are we? Or are we going to break down and you're going to have a tantrum, you know? So that's a bit unique. But you don't want it to be like he's in there with wax polishing it. No, you're not allowed to sit on the seat without putting newspaper down. And
there's not plastic on the seat.
In your time, have you ever, you know, a bloke's come to pick you up and you've looked and gone, you're kidding, you drive that.
I'm not getting in there.
To be honest, I actually have a friend, not myself, that I asked if she went on a date. I'm like, how was it? She's like, so good. But he doesn't drive a ute.
But he was. So,
yeah, he doesn't drive a ute.
He doesn't.
Yeah, so she had got the ute because he didn't drive the ute.
She needs a ute.
Actually, I have a thing for utes too.
Yeah, utes are hot.
Utes are hot.
Okay.
Yeah.
Really? Hilux or the Ranger.
Dual cab.
Bless you.
Yeah.
Bless you. Does the car matter?
I don't think, not too much for me because I'm not a really big car person. Yeah. So, yeah.
What about, so I had a bloke who I was dating who had a motorbike and that was his like main operation.
Would you get on the back of one?
Yeah, sure. And then, but then he just had his work car and it was like a shit van and it had like the label on the side of the company he worked for and it was like a bit embarrassing.
You don't want to get the tea in that.
So like, I'd be like, let's take the motorbike. And he was like, oh, it doesn't have fuel or whatever. We'll just take the work car. And I'd go, okay. And there was a part of me that was a bit vain and like, I don't want to roll in the work van. It's a bit embarrassing.
Femfresh salesman. That's all right on the side of the car. That's all right.
We're talking the sneaky hot things that your partners do that, you know, they don't even know that it's hot. I was saying that a man who just cleans the house without being asked or takes the rubbish out without being asked or does the dishes without being bothered and just does it off his own back and then he's standing there and he's got the tea towel over his shoulder and he's listening to music.
I'll be doing that all the time in the future.
I'll go out to buy new tea towels.
Meanwhile, we don't even know if it's hot. I could just be encouraging men all over the country to just be doing
you've been
housework.
Paid by all the women. Oh, no!
Cash coming in.
I'm coming back for
we've
you,
been set up.
I am coming back for
outcome
blood.
Not guaranteed.
All right, let's go to Andrew's farm. Belle, what does your partner do that turns you on?
Like when the man at least attempts to fix something or do something, even if they don't know how to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like men don't even know how to change a tire anymore. Like a girl at work, her tire was flat. No boys that worked with us knew how to change a tire. And nobody around us knew how to. So the girls had to do it together.
Yeah.
Belle.
We're talking the sneaky little hot things that your partner does that just get you going. I remember one from the past, which was that a woman said when her husband does the little girl's hair without, you know, puts it in ponytails and gets the kids sorted. And that gets her. She just thinks, yep, you know what?
Well,
you're a good bloke.
There's a text from Tom on the Automasters text line 0488 51 047. Single mothers that run their own house and take their kids out to sport every weekend and just get the job done. And I don't know if it's a turn on, but I'd certainly admire mothers that can do that. I'm with them.
Yep.
But I'm with Max here on the text line as well. When my wife casts her own rod in and catches a fish. I love that.
Yeah.
Then they are a good catch as well. Let's go to Burton. G'day, Brenton. What do you do? What does your partner do that sort of gives you a little turn on?
Oh, especially in the early days when our kids was young, when she was nursing a baby and cooking me breakfast and her ability to crack an egg into the frying pan with one hand.
Oh, that's amazing. Nice. Yeah. With the baby in one arm and then the...
And did she have to mop at the same time
just
or not?
Back to Britain, but, Why weren't you cracking the eggs then, mate?
Yeah.
When she would toss the eggshell into the bin as well and hit it the first shot, that was...
Mate, she's a keeper, Brendan. She's a keeper.
Dan at Gawler, what's yours?
Yeah, my missus, she's a pretty spontaneous type. She last weekend, she was telling me she wanted a bunch of shelves and stuff hung up, so I was sort of... Yeah, went to work Monday morning, come home, and as soon as I walked in the door, she handed me a beer, and I looked around, and she'd gone and done it all herself.
She's on the toes.
So, yeah.
Wow.
That's
into
hot.
It that night.
All right.
You got a different sort of pouch.
Into the shell.
No, he was into the shell.
Yeah,
I'm with you there, Dits. Let's go to Henley Beach. G'day, Gary.
Good morning, all.
Yes,
morning,
Gaz. What sort of little things turn you on, Gaz?
What my wife has to do is wake up. I love that morning hair and the wake up face. I just think it looks.
Oh, that's so sweet.
You're very easily pleased, Gaz. She only has to open her eyes.
Oh, that's lovely. Jeez,
beautiful.
Bloody hell.
God, she can cancel her hairdressing appointment. We were talking about the sneaky hot things that your partner does or, you know, the person you like does. That's not obvious, you know. Alessia said when they put their hand behind the back of the seat and they're doing the reverse parallel with the one hand on the wheel. And, oh, that gets you going. Yeah. I also said this. A really hot one is when you walk in the room and they're doing the dishes, but they've got the tea towel over the shoulder.
Oh!
Neville in Klemzik has texted in and said, Rue must have done the dishes at least six times in his life.
That's about right. Maybe seven or eight. Missed out on a couple.
So blokes out there, if you're listening, you've got to take the bins out, you've got to do the dishes, you've got to do the mopping, and you might get lucky. So.
I feel like we're getting scammed. I really feel like.
No, nah, no,
those dishes
right.
were just clean. No, no, I've got to clean them.
No, you can never be too careful.
Oh, no.
Exactly. Hey,
in a moment,
you go, Dits.
No, well, we're told that you need to get your kids into school enrolled. At zero days
birth.
Old. As soon as they're like 1 day old, get them in.
Yeah.
Apparently
straight
it's
out the womb.
So hard to get into school at the moment.
Oh, yeah.
High schools.
Yeah.
High school?
You've got, as soon as they're born, register
how do you
now.
Know what kind of school?
Well, I don't know. We're going to find out more. We've got Adelaide High School principal joining us next. Yeah.
Cool.
Reading an article this morning that it's really hard to enroll your kids in school all of a sudden. Or not all of a sudden. I think this
just
has been a trend
harder.
For a while. But when they're 1 day old, get them in. If you want to go to a really nice school in Adelaide, a private school apparently, or maybe even your local
public
high school,
schools.
I don't know, probably the
anything.
Same.
Anything.
Yeah.
Let's find out more. The principal of Adelaide High School, Suzanne Green, joins us. Says, good morning.
Good morning.
What's,
how are you?
Good, thank you. What's your advice? Is it really that tough at the moment? Is it we're told that as soon as a baby's born, get them in. Is that right?
Yeah, and I think Adelaide High School, for example, is a government school. So we operate a little bit differently to independent and Catholic schools, but families want their child to be in the school where they can see them thrive. And and I know from our situation, and we work within a capacity management plan and offer tours every week, we actually do have families bringing their young children. And for us, it's around about the year four. So so we're seeing 7, 8-year-olds sort of having a tour with their families and certainly the asking the questions and making sure it's the right school for their child. But as far as a wait list goes that runs for several years, government schools operate a little bit differently. We have a registration of interest and there are some parameters around that, including being in zone. So it's a little bit different. Mm.
So what happens when, you know, you have a child, you have a plan to, you enroll them in a certain school, you have a plan, and then mum gets a job in another state or another suburb that you've got to move away, you're out of the zone, suddenly the path has changed completely. What about those children? Is there room for those children in schools?
Yeah, so within education department, there are zones. So families are able to go to their zone school. And for many education department schools, there is a special entry process.
Right.
The key focus areas, whether that be for Adelaide, it's languages and cricket and rowing. So there is a selective entry for students that are out of zone. For families, so within education, if you are within a school and your child is thriving and something happens and you need to move to a different area, that enrolment generally continues as long as the family can manage that travel.
Says, what about within your zone, if you are at absolute capacity, what if you have an extraordinary number of young kids, young people, young families in that area? What's their alternative? I'm sure you reach capacity at some stage.
Yeah, we are at capacity at the moment, and great question. Because we work within a capacity management plan, if we have additional, and we would probably average between 2 and 4 applications per day for additional enrolment. So it is pretty intense. Then we have partnership schools that we're able to negotiate enrolments to. We work through a registration of interest. So when a place becomes available, we can reach out to the family and negotiate enrolment at a later date.
All right. Says, thanks so much for joining us this morning. Says Anne Green is the principal of Adelaide High School. Advice is just do it as soon as you can.
As soon as you can. But enroll. There are, if you're in an emergency situation, there are alternatives and you know, you can work around it. But that is full on.
Hospital Research Foundation Home Lottery, we are big fans of this and the prizes that we get to give away. Remember, only about a couple of months ago, we rang 10 people and said you won 100 grand each. It's very exciting. So we're about to do the same thing this morning.
And what are we giving away today?
$200,000 in cash and a brand new 2023 Land Rover Defender.
Unbelievable.
Incredible. Oh. All right. Paul Flynn is the CEO of the Hospital Research Foundation Home Lottery. He's on the phone this morning. G'day, Paul.
Good morning, everyone.
Now, Paul, another successful lottery, and this is the best bit. We get to ring the winners. What sort of things are you doing at the moment? What's all the money that we raise, what are you up to?
We support patient care and research in over 50 areas, right from pre-birth, so antenatal, to the end of life, palliative care. We're focusing very heavily at the moment on chronic illness, you know, Parkinson's and all of the neurodevelopment disease and stroke rehab. But we're also investing very heavily in the support of proton therapy and the Comprehensive Cancer Centre. So we've allocated over $14 million to that just in the last 12 months. So it's been a very big time for us, and the lottery pays for most of that.
Mm. Is there more things that are needed, like more money? I mean, you can't raise too much money at the moment. There seems to be a lot of things happening out there, isn't there?
Roo, with the ageing population, you know, the health budget could take up all of states' revenue, honestly, and more. And that's the same all over the world. You see in every state in Australia. So there's always something needed. So what we try and do is we focus on the highest area of unmet need, and there's a way to try and identify what that unmet need is, making sure we're not dealing with the symptoms, that we're dealing with the cause of the unmet need, and really focus in that area.
Hospital Research Foundation Home Lottery, Paul Flynn, thanks for talking to us. We are going to ring the winner right now.
I'm shaking.
Hello, Roz speaking.
Roz, it's Mark Ricciuto here. How are you going?
Not too bad, thank you.
Good. I work with Dits and Loz on Triple M, and we've got a big job to do today.
Good morning,
you
Roslyn.
Good morning, Roslyn.
Good morning.
Now, do you prefer Roz or Roslyn?
Roz.
All right.
Roz.
What do you do, Roz?
Retired now.
Oh, good on you.
Oh, beautiful.
Yeah.
Do you buy raffle tickets every now and then?
Oh, yes, definitely.
If I was to ask you about the Hospital Research Foundation Home Lottery, how often do you buy a ticket?
Oh, every time.
Every time.
What, every year?
I haven't won anything for a while.
Haven't you?
We've done a bit of research on your purchasing of tickets, and we've got you listed as buying tickets every year since this started way back to 2004, so nearly 20 years.
That's incredible.
Absolutely.
That's amazing. Well, we got some great news for you, Roslyn. Loz, you better tell her.
Oh, I'm going to cry. Roslyn, you've won $200,000 and a Land Rover Defender.
Is that 200,000 and a Land Rover?
200,000 in cash and a Land Rover Defender.
Can you believe it?
No, I can't.
$200,000
cash and a Land Rover Defender.
Oh, boy. It couldn't have come at a better time.
Really?
Why is that? Tell us.
Oh, well, you know, I'm having a few medical problems. I've just never won anything big. It's just wonderful, really.
Well,
200,000 will come in handy.
Oh, that's a bloody nice car, too.
You'll be cruising around the town
in a Land Rover Defender. They're awesome looking, and you have no troubles filling up the petrol with 200 grand in cash.
Yeah, that's right.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Now,
sure.
Roslyn, what about, can we ask you about your family? What have you got? Who have you got?
Yeah. I'm married to Andy Upton, who's been for 51 years. Oh. I've got the Andy Upton,
You're
who's
joking.
A bit old, much older these
Is
days.
Is he still singing?
No, he can't. He's just got medical problems. Oh. So, yeah.
Well, for these two younger people here sitting next to me, Andy Upton's been an unbelievable singer here in South Australia for many, many years.
Andy Upton?
Yeah,
wow.
he was a pop star, wasn't he, Roz?
He was, yeah.
Oh, Roz, that's amazing.
Yeah, and 8 grandchildren.
Oh, right.
Beautiful.
We're very busy.
Well, they might get a bag of lollies this weekend, I reckon.
Oh, they might get a bit more than that.
Oh, good on you, Roz.
So what do I do now? You'll just
We'll just pop it in your bank account.
Wait for the cash to arrive.
Yeah.
Roz, if you text me your BSB and account number, I'll just send it over.
Don't get caught up in any scams.
No, this is not a scam. No. Guard this with your life. And you can take the kids around for a cruise in the brand new Defender too, around the neighbourhood. And that'd be pretty
swish. Absolutely. Yeah, for sure.
Thanks for buying tickets in the Hospital Research Foundation Home Lottery since 2004. That's brilliant. Yeah.
Well done, Roz.
Thank you so much.
Good on you.
So welcome.
What a nice
morning. For lunch or after work knockoffs, lock in the Lockleys Hotel on Henley Beach Road. On Triple M Breakfast with Roo, Dits and Loz.
Hello.
Get it straight from the horse's mouth.
I'm Mr. Rear.
It's time for Roo's Tip of the Week.
Oh, Dits, I've got it covered. You don't have to research winners over there. I've done the research. Googling. Don't worry. I know you're Googling, mate. You're Googling a little bit too close, but then
I just want to find out if this horse today is a mare or a colt.
It is. You know what it is? A winner.
A winner. Oh,
that's all you need to know.
It doesn't matter what sex it is, Dits, as long as it gets the chocolates. And we are heading to Morphettville Parks tomorrow. There's a bit of value around again, like last week when second to none got the chocolates.
And on the rail, Commodity and Scripta, it's important product, but second to none's going two to its one wide around. Second to none, race to important product. Good battle third, maybe Kenyan Wonder.
I don't know about
second
third.
To none wins easily.
Paid $8.50 when I got on it Friday morning. Dits, it started at $4. I've got one tomorrow in the same category. Race six. Number six, Son of Bilski, all right, $7 you can get for it right now.
Son of Bilski.
Yep.
So it's a boy then.
That's right.
Yeah. Well, I've asked you before, is it a mare?
It doesn't matter. Okay, it pays the same, Dits. It doesn't matter. You don't write on your betting ticket male or female.
Okay. No,
you just
enough.
Write race six, number six, all right? And this one.
One of the other places where gender doesn't come into it at all.
Right.
There you go.
Okay.
Horse racing. It's so woke.
Yeah.
Thanks, Loz.
Non-binary horse.
This is its second run for a new stable, this horse. I actually quite liked its first run. It carried a bit of weight, but I liked it. Should sit midfield. This is a weaker race. I reckon it'll run on, and I reckon if it doesn't win, it'll run a place, and you'll probably win a little bit of money anyway. But I wouldn't be surprised if it gets up at sort of $6 or $7 bucks, Son of Bilski.
Nice.
Yeah, and if that wins, that wins just a little bit on the six in race seven as well.
Just a little bit.
Okay. Just a little bit on the six.
All right. Another great week. Enjoy your weekend. And, Roo, you've got all sorts of sport tonight and everything.
The Power going to win?
They'll win. Hawthorn.
Yeah.
Big call to leave out Tommy Jonas. So they're obviously confident. If they can make calls like that, they're confident. Oh. What about the Crows?
The Crows are going to cause an upset on the in Darwin. They're heading north and have another victory.
All right.
Gee, could they play finals if they win that?
Stop
reckon?
It.
It's got to be close.
Stop. I'd rather you say the other F word. That's too stressful.
No, I'll get dumped. Have a great weekend, everyone. We'll see you Monday.